Welcome to All My Children Wear Fur Coats, a program dedicated to creating a legacy for your pet. Animal companions, your pets, your children, whatever you call them, they are dearly loved family members. As pet parents and animal lovers, we have an obligation to ensure their current and future well-being. Join estate planning attorney and animal advocate Peggy Hoyt, your host, every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time here on Nature's Channel.fm. Peggy explores the many alternatives available to help you provide for the future care of your pets. They love us unconditionally. Let's make sure we care and provide for them in every circumstance.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats on Nature's Channel.fm. I'm your host, Peggy Hoyt, and it is my pleasure to be with you today. Each show, we try to discuss the importance of planning for our pets. So planning for our pets from an estate planning perspective, or in the event of our disability, or maybe even in the event of disaster. But often, when we're thinking about our pets, it's because maybe our pet has predeceased us. And so each first Monday of every month, we want to celebrate what we call Memorial Monday. So today is Memorial Monday, and if you have a pet that you've loved and lost and you'd like to remember on the air, we would invite you to call us. So you can call us and tell us about your pet. The number is 718-766-4996, 718-766-4996, and we will be happy to remember your pet on the air. You can also post your information to All My Children Wear Fur Coats on Facebook, and we'll make sure that we get your pet on the air that way as well. So for Memorial Monday today, I'm going to remember one of my very first pets, a dog by the name of Misty. And Misty was part German Shepherd, part Collie. And she was my very first dog, and I bought her with my own money when I was 10 years old for $5. And we got her on a rainy Friday night when it was very misty out, so that's how she came to get her name. And Misty, I had Misty until I was a junior in college, and she passed away while I was at college, and that was really devastating for me, because I wasn't there, and so I wasn't able to be with her at her last moments. But she is one of my most cherished memories from the standpoint that she was my first dog, my first love. I have all these great memories of her. We lived in Indiana at one time, and we used to be able to hook a leash onto her collar, and then she would run down the road, and we could pull along behind her like we were skiing. She loved to do that. Also, I remember a time when I was pretending that I was blind and that she was a seeing eye dog, and trying to see how that would work out. And it didn't work out very well, as she crashed me into a couple of trees. But I have a lot of good memories about Misty. So if you want to remember your pet, call us 718-766-4996 to share stories of pets that you've loved and lost. So today, we have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about a memorial product that brings new life from the life of your beloved pet. And so I would like to introduce and to welcome our special guest, Raimi Bybaugh, who's one of the founders of Pet Perennials. Welcome, Raimi.
Hi, Peggy. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show today. I am really grateful for the opportunity, so thank you.
Well, you are welcome, and we're just really excited to have you here. I believe that you and I met for the first time at a pet loss professionals meeting, maybe in New Orleans. Was that right?
It was. It was New Orleans last August, so 1 year ago this month we met.
Okay, so time flies. So Raimi and I were both at the Pet Loss Professionals Association meeting in New Orleans, and we found that we have a lot of the same interests in common. And then I discovered that Raimi and her partner, Lori Davidson, have invented a product called Pet Perennials. So tell us a little bit about how you got interested in this product, Raimi, and what exactly is Pet Perennials?
Okay, thanks, Peggy. Well, Pet Perennials is a memorial product, the first of its kind to be offered to pet lovers and pet families. Pet Perennials, as the name denotes, involve flowers. If a pet parent, a pet family, has lost a pet, be it a horse, dog, cat, rabbit, or, you know, any kind of slithering pet, and has their pet cremated, we take a small portion of the cremated remains of a pet, we merge them with our nutrient-rich planting matrix and perennial flower seeds. The result is seed wafers. Those seed wafers can then be planted in gardens, in flower pots, in window boxes, or even tossed along a favorite walking path. And it's really, our goal was to, as the name suggests, create new life to celebrate the life and love of our pets. And so as a result of planting these seed wafers, one can see flowers. And the flowers, being that they're perennial, will come back year after year. So your pet is now part of that flower. And like our motto suggests, love seeds life. It was important for us, Peggy, to keep it really simple. We didn't want to choose trees or plants that would be difficult to grow. We know that most people, like me, are not green thumbs. And probably I have to get really hardy houseplants, or otherwise they don't work out very well here. So the pet perennials are very simple. You don't need a green thumb, and they truly are a unique way to celebrate that pet and a way to enjoy them for years to come.
I love the fact that you say that it doesn't require a green thumb, because that resembles me as well. I can somehow manage to keep 3 horses and 7 dogs and 2 cats alive, but give me a plant and it will be dead inside of a week. So
exactly. And I think a lot of people feel that way. So they're a little bit reluctant to, say, plant a tree or something that would require a little bit more sophistication. With pet perennials, all you need is water and sunshine. So it's that simple. And the wafers themselves are self-contained flowering products. They're about the size of a quarter. And everything that is needed to feed that plant, that flower, is in that wafer, other than just the water and the exposure to the sunshine. So
a little water, a little sunshine, and a little bit of love from your lost pet, right?
Yes, absolutely. Love seeds life.
Well, and I love that you say that Pet Perennials is a keep-giving product rather than a keepsake, because lots of people I know are interested in keepsakes, but I like this idea of this annual keep-giving and the annual reminder of the love that we felt for our pet.
Exactly, and it's one of those things that will continue to grow and proliferate. So if you sow your first perennial garden, each year those seeds germinate new flowers, and it continues. And it's such a beautiful process to watch these seed wafers. Within just a few days, let's say 5 to 7 days, you'll see the seed wafers germinate. You'll see the little seedlings come up, and then within probably a few weeks, you can see some flowers beginning to bloom. One of the reasons that happens is because we also put annuals in the mix, because we know folks are, want to be, instant gratification. And so we put some annual seeds in the mix so that you can get color sooner than you would with the perennial seeds that take a season through what they call winter.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense, so that we can have that immediate gratification. We can have the results from the living memorial that we're creating for our beloved pet. Well, tell Rami about how you and Lori got together and got to thinking about this product.
Well, Lori and I worked together in another industry prior to starting Cherished Ones in 2014, which is the makers of pet perennials. Lori and I worked together in my other organization. I started a company in 2003 that was a technology company. And Lori and I worked together in that, and then decided, both because of the love and loss of pets that we had, to go into this new opportunity to begin a new venture. And I think it's something that we both feel very passionately about, and so it's a labor of love. And with the changes that are happening in the pet aftercare community, the growth of families and pet parents looking for new options and alternatives, it was a perfect time for us to get on board. And so the idea itself, the inspiration, came from my dog, Olive, who I found when she was a puppy, and whom, unfortunately, I lost in 2012. And she was my inspiration. Lori, too, has had many pets, from horses, dogs, and cats that she and her girls, her daughters, raised. You know, it just seems the perfect way to the perfect, I guess, inspiration to begin Cherished Ones and Pet Perennials.
Okay, so Cherished Ones is the overall company, and then Pet Perennials is just one of the products of Cherished Ones. Is that right?
You're right, Peg. Yes. Cherished Ones, our goal is to create living memorial products that celebrate the lives of people and pets. So our first product that we brought to market is Pet Perennials. And we have some related products for pets that we can talk about. But we also will be venturing into the human side of memorials with our human product that will be, you know, coming to market in the future.
Well, that sounds exciting, and I do have a question that's come in. And so the question is, how much space, like what size growth of flowers would you get with a single wafer? So I know you say you could plant them in a pot indoors, but typically would you plant more than a couple of wafers in an area, and how much space would that cover?
Well, about a square foot is what one of the seed wafers would germinate.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, the seed that's produced from the flowers then create new flowers once they're pollinated. But we ideally, on our website, petperennials.com, we talk about that, and that the spacing, if you put the seed wafers down, probably you put 4 to 6 inches in between each of the wafers. You know, there's a mix of perennial and annual in each wafer. And based on that, you should see both the perennials and the annuals germinate. That, as it takes off, gets water and sunshine, and goes with the natural process, should germinate a square foot over time.
Okay, well, that sounds awesome. Well, we're coming up on our first break. And I want to remind our listeners that you can visit petperennials.com to learn more about the product that we're talking about today. You can also order from there. And Rami's given me a special code. It's HBFLPP1 that you can use. And if you use that code and you place an order, we will be able to make a small donation to a local pet charity for the purpose of continuing the good work that the local rescues do. So We will be back in a moment, and we will continue our conversation with Rami Baibaugh. We'll be right back.
You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with estate planning attorney and animal advocate Peggy Hoyt, airing every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time here on naturechannel.fm. Find archives and more at legacyforyourpet.com.
naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stall.
Sewindipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Sewindipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live and find archives at naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with estate planning attorney and animal advocate Peggy Hoyt, airing every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time here on naturechannel.fm. Find archives and more at legacyforyourpet.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats on naturechannel.fm. I'm your host, Peggy Hoyt. If you have questions or comments or you want to remember a pet that you've loved and lost on today, Memorial Monday, you can call us at 718-766-4996, 718-766-4996, or you can post to our Facebook page at All My Children Wear Fur Coats. We are talking today with Rami Baibaugh, who's with Cherished Ones and Pet Perennials, and she's been telling us about a unique pet memorial product called Pet Perennials. Welcome back, Rami.
Well, thank you, Peggy. I'm so glad to be on the show. It's been fun so far.
Well, the time goes really fast, and I want to make sure that we do get all the information out there that folks need to know about pet perennials. And so you've already mentioned that one of the things that we can do with pet perennials is take the cremains of a beloved pet, then we send it to pet perennials to you, and you mix it with a nutrient-rich planting matrix along with some flower seeds, and then you create these seed wafers. Tell us a little bit more about the seed wafers. What do they look like, and how many do you get?
Okay. Thanks. That's a good question. Yeah, you're right. So when a customer places an order, they're able to select their seeds, their seed of choice, Right now we offer two seed selections. Again, we try to keep this simple. We want to be sure that the pet parent on the other end who's doing the ordering is going to have success. So we offer two seed choices. One is butterfly and hummingbird, which attracts butterflies and hummingbirds to your garden. The other is the pollinator mix, which, of course, attracts pollinators like honeybees and things that will continue to distribute and pollinate future flowers. We keep it to those two mixes because they will grow anywhere in the United States rather than, again, require more than, you know, the average person has time to put into the care and gardening. So once they place the order, they pick their seed choice. They also tell the type of animal that they are memorializing, and whether that's a horse, a dog, a cat, or a rabbit. They give us the pet's name, and what happens is if it is a dog, the seed wafers will be in the shape of something that's related to a dog. So for dogs, it might be a dog bone, hearts, and flower shapes. For a horse, it could be a horse head or some other horse shape. For cats, something that is, you know, reminds us of our beloved cats. From that, we mail them out a packet that will that they'll receive by mail, that they'll put a small portion of their cremated remains into. They'll package it back up in a prepaid tracked mailing envelope that comes back to us. Our makers will handcraft that particular order for their dog or cat or rabbit. Once they're ready and completed, we then package them up, put them in their final packaging, which is a nice eco-friendly bag. You get 24 to 30 seed wafers in an order, and then we package that up in a shipping box. We put tracking on it again, and we ship it back to the customer. That way then, you know, within probably a two-week turnaround time frame, if that, from the start of the order to the completion of the order, they'll have their own custom pet perennial.
Now, do I have to send all of the cremains that I have for my pet or just a little bit?
Just a little bit, actually, and that's real important to let people know. We don't want all of the cremated remains of a pet, just a small amount. It is a half of a tablespoon, Peggy. That way, if they want to, you know, memorialize their pet with an urn, or they want to scatter some of the remains at a favorite spot, or they want to do something else, they can also do pet perennials. And some folks are reluctant to let go of those. So that's why we only ask for a small amount. And then we make sure that we track every stage of the shipping process.
So I can see how that would be really important to people, the tracking part of it. So I'm glad to hear that. And I also can understand the part about not wanting to let go all of the cremains, so it's nice that you just have to send a small amount. What happens if you didn't have your pet cremated? Can you still use pet perennials?
Absolutely, and that's we've had some customers in the very beginning that wanted pet perennials but had not had their pets cremated. So we have a pre-made pet perennial option, and that's seed wafers in the shapes of a particular animal based on whatever the customer would like. If it's a horse, a dog, a cat, or a rabbit, they choose, and then they choose the seed type. And the only thing that is not the same is the fact that we will not put any cremated remains in it. So we can make the seed wafers specifically for them without the cremated remains. And therefore, they don't need to supply us with any ash of their pets. The pre-mades actually are a really nice gift that someone could give to somebody who has lost a pet and, you know, doesn't have access to the cremated remains. Or they're in
that would be a really nice, yeah, that would be a really nice gift, because often I know that when we're concerned about a friend or a loved one who's lost a pet and you don't really know what to do or what to say, that might be just the perfect thing to help brighten their day if they could think about having this living memorial to their pet.
Absolutely. And we offer gift certificates as well. So if by chance somebody does want to order pet perennials, they can order a gift certificate and pay for it. Their friend or family member on the other end will receive an email with a code that they can then go ahead and order custom pet perennials on their own. So it's a really nice way, too, Peggy, to celebrate. Sometimes we have friends or family that adopt a new pet. You know, they go to the shelter and they adopt a new pet, and it's, you know, they want to celebrate that. These pre-mades make a lovely gift for that as well.
Yeah, I can see that that would be a really cool thing. I'm also thinking about, I have a farm in Virginia that has a perfect spot where I want to build like a pet memorial garden. And I won't have cremains for all of my animals there, but I will have the opportunity to remember each and every one of my pets that I've loved and lost in the past. And I can see where those the pre-created ones, the pre-packaged ones, would be a great way for me to do that, and then to put up a little memorial sign or something, just, you know, remembering my pet in that way.
Absolutely. I mean, we encourage, when I talk to shelters all over the United States, we encourage that same thing in the shelters for those that have outdoor spaces for animals and are also looking to create memorial areas and gardens. We encourage them with the pre-made. We have a seed wafer program that we call bulk seed wafers, where shelters and places like that can buy seed wafers to then plant. And then folks who go to the shelters could essentially contribute to the memorial space at that shelter by purchasing those wafers right there at the shelter. So there are a number of different ways that we can celebrate our personal pets, as well as, you know, those that the shelter communities take care of.
Well, that I really do like that idea, and I know that you mentioned that, you know, the pet parent community and the aftercare community. And aftercare is kind of a new term that you're hearing more and more now about, you know, if you've lost a loved one, whether it be a person or a pet. It's that time period after that loss when we need to have that extra special support in the form of either, you know, going through the grieving process or counseling, or just having some ways to console our souls for the loss of that pet. And memorial gardens are becoming more and more popular. Are you seeing that in your part of the country too?
Yes, definitely. And another thing that we're seeing, and this is at the shelters, and it's also in the cemeteries, where cemeteries are opening themselves up to creating these similar environments. And as you know, there's a lot of property that belongs to a cemetery and a lot of opportunity for walking paths, or folks right now walk their dogs through cemeteries anyway. So I've seen folks trying to, I guess, appeal to that community by looking for different ways to bring the pet into the cemetery while they're alive and well, and then also giving, you know, just the everyday visitor, the walker, you know, access to memorial spaces, so that in the future when they're faced with that time, they know that that friendly neighborhood, you know, cemetery or funeral home service provider has an option for them too with their pet.
Sure. Well, we're getting into some interesting areas here, and unfortunately, we're going to have to go to break, so we're going to be back here shortly. For more information, you can visit petperennials.com, or you can visit us on our website at, actually on Facebook, at All My Children Wear Fur Coats, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with estate planning attorney and animal advocate, Peggy Hoyt, airing every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time here on naturechannel.fm. Find archives and more at legacyforyourpet.com.
naturechannel.fm, amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. naturechannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for Horse Wisdom Straight from the Stalls. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for Horse Wisdom Shared Straight from the Stalls.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live and find archives at naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with estate planning attorney and animal advocate, Peggy Hoyt, airing every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time here on naturechannel.fm. Find archives and more at legacyforyourpet.com.
Hello and welcome back to Memorial Monday. You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats on naturechannel.fm. We're taking your calls to remember pets that have been loved and lost at 718-766-4996, 718-766-4996, or you can post your memorial to our Facebook page at All My Children Wear Fur Coats. We're talking today with Raimi Bybaugh, one of the founders of Pet Perennials, and Pet Perennials is a really unique product, the only one of its kind currently on the market, where you can take your pet's cremains and send them to Pet Perennials, and they will mix them with a nutrient-rich planting matrix and some flower seeds, and then you can plant them and enjoy the memory of your pet year after year after year. So welcome back, Raimi. We appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Peggy, and I'm glad to be on the show again.
Well, we're very excited, and so one of the things that we haven't talked about yet is the My Pet Perennials kit, which is a little bit different. Can you tell folks about the kit?
You know what, Peggy, you must be reading my mind, because I made a little note to myself here on the paper that I needed to bring up My Pet Perennial kit. So thank you for to bringing that up first. My pet perennial kids, the my part stands for make it yourself. So our kids, we actually provide the pet parent, the pet family, within the kit, everything that they need to make pet perennials at home, in the comfort of their home, as a craft, as a healing exercise. Thing that we would use on our own site in our handcrafting process, we are giving to the pet parent, the pet family, to do on their own. We've found that, obviously, through our own experiences too, the loss of a pet can be difficult. It requires you go through many stages of the healing process. And so when you can be part of that process, in this case, doing a craft in honor of that pet, then it helps the healing process. Additionally, some folks are really reluctant to, you know, share the ash or the cremated remains with us. This way, that doesn't have to be done. We give you everything you need to do it yourself. So imagine being a family with young children, and for the first time you're having to explain to your child what losing a pet means. Among, you know, their grief and their confusion, you can do this as a family activity. Then with the result at the end, you have these seed wafers that then the children get to plant and watch grow. So it's a lovely way to incorporate and turn it into a family activity and perpetuate healing, and then watch them sort of grow and experience that new life coming about from the pet perennials.
I think that is a great way for families to share the meaning of the loss of a pet with a child or another family member, and it's something that the whole family can get involved in. I want to be sure to remind folks that they can visit petperennials.com and order directly from your online store. I have a special code that they can use. It's HB, like Hoyt Bryan, my law firm, FL, like Florida, and PP1, like Pet Perennials 1. We'll also post that code on our Facebook page at All My Children Wear Fur Coats if you want to take advantage of that. That's a code that Ramey's given me, and any proceeds from the sales today will be donated to a local pet rescue for the purpose of supporting animals everywhere. So today is Memorial Monday. We're talking with Ramey Bybaugh about things that we can do to memorialize our pets, but particularly using the Pet Perennials product or the My Pet Perennials kit if you want to do it yourself. So Pet Perennials is, they'll do it for you. The My Pet Perennials kit is that you can do it yourself if you're a do-it-yourselfer. And I think this is a really exciting product and a way for us to remember our lost pets, but in a way that is a continual, beautiful reminder of all of the good things that they did for us in our lives. And I love the motto for the firm, which is love seeds life. So talk to us a little bit more, Ramey, about how you and Lori came up with that motto and what it means to you personally.
Okay. Well, you know, when I found Olive as a puppy, that was the first time I myself had ever had a pet or a dog on my own. We had family pets growing up, but this was my first pet that was all by myself. And so that in itself was a unique and wonderful experience. But then I had to go through the loss of that pet on my own. And that was a difficult process. So at that time, I was, it's like being a new parent. I didn't know what options were out there. All I knew is that she was sick and she wasn't going to get better. and I wanted to take good care of her at the end of her life. And so thanks to organizations like Pet Loss at Home, I was able to, you know, say goodbye to Olive in the comfort of my home. And then that was that. And I got a lovely wooden box with her ashes. And they sat there, and I thought, there's got to be something more to this. And so little did I know, you know, that experience and my beautiful dog would inspire Pet Perennials. And so that really, for me, is a bit of a spiritual journey, because I think she's around me all the time, that she'll always remain in my heart and be a part of my life for everything that she gave to me. And so with Pet Perennial, creating new life from the love that I had for her really is what became our motto, love seeds life. And so the same is true. That's our motto for our human product when we finally are able to bring that to market too. The love of your pet or the love of a special person in your life seeds new life. And so in 2012, when I Olive passed away, she became that seed that inspired this product.
Well, and we're grateful to Olive for doing that, and no better time than Memorial Monday to remember a beautiful dog named Olive and the inspiration for Pet Perennials. I do want to remind folks, too, that if you go to petperennials.com, that there's lots of ways that you can participate with Pet Perennials. There's a place on the site where you can put a pet tribute. So if you want to remember your pet, you can certainly put it there. They also have a flower gallery where you could send in a picture of your flower garden that you've grown from your Pet Perennials. And then there's also a community forum if you want to have a chat with other pet parents who have lost pets in the past. And lots of good questions and answers on there. Things like how long after losing your pet should you wait to bring home a new one? I know that's a question that a lot of us struggle with. I rarely have that problem because with so many pets at my house, there's another one waiting in the wings for sure. So, Rami, do you have a dog now? Did you ever get another dog after your beloved Olive?
Piggy, I haven't. Not that I wouldn't take another one, but at the time, I was involved with two businesses, my technology company, and then we started Cherished One, and I have a third venture that I'm involved in. So my time is limited, and I want to be sure that I can be available and around. But I'll never rule out that if a dog found me again, like Olive found me, that I wouldn't certainly take that little dog into my home and my heart. So.
And certainly they do have a way of showing up when we need them the most or when they need us the most. I know that that happens to me. I didn't set out to have seven dogs myself, but due to a variety of circumstances, I was up to six, and here comes number seven, and there was no way I could say no. And I guess some people have the idea that once you have five or six, what's another one? You might not even notice after that. So we're getting ready to go to break again, and we've been talking with Rami Bybaugh from Pet Perennials. You can visit the website at petperennials.com. We have a special code that's on our Facebook page at All My Children Wear Fur Coats. It's HB like Hoyt Bryan, FL like Florida, PP1 like Pet Perennials 1. And we are more than happy for you to come and visit us or to call us today and share your pets that you've loved and lost. We will be right back.
You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with estate planning attorney and animal advocate Peggy Hoyt, airing every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time here on naturechannel.fm. Find archives and more at legacyforyourpet.com.
Naturechannel.fm, Amazing talk radio shows, from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Nature'sChannel.fm. It's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stalls. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live at Find Archives at naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with estate planning attorney and animal advocate Peggy Hoyt, airing every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time here on naturechannel.fm. Find archives and more at legacyforyourpet.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats on naturechannel.fm. I'm your host, Peggy Hoyt, and today we are celebrating Memorial Monday, where we're remembering pets that have been loved and lost. I was remembering my dog, Misty, earlier in the show, and we've been talking with Raimi Bybaugh of Pet Perennials, and Raimi was remembering her beloved dog, Olive, who was the inspiration for Pet Perennials. And I'm also noticing, Raimi, on the Pet Perennials website, there's information about Lori's cat, Snooki. Now, Snooki is still alive and well, but Snooki was also part of the inspiration for Pet Perennials, and he is a beautiful tabby cat with a white face and a little mustache.
Yeah, he's quite a character. When Lori and I first started getting together to plan for Cherished Ones and the Pet Perennials product, Snooki was right there front and center, always making himself known as we had paperwork spread out all over the floor or, you know, files. He'd steal our pens. so Snooki's been a part of the development of the product and the business since day one, I should say.
That's awesome. Well, he looks very much like my kitten named Forrest. And I found Forrest at the Orlando Wetlands Park when he was about 4 weeks old. Somebody had tossed him in a dumpster. And he looks a lot like Snooki, and it sounds like they have a very similar personality because I see that Lori calls Snooki a cat dog or a dog cat. And Forrest is exactly the same way. He was raised by dogs, so he thinks he's a dog. He'll come when he's called. He fetches. He does all kinds of non-cat-like activities. So, Raimi, thank you for being with us today and talking to us about your product, Pet Perennials, Love, Seeds, Life. We want to invite our listeners to go to your website at petperennials.com and take a look at your product, purchase your product online, use our special code for the purchase of that product, which they can find on our Facebook page at All My Children Wear Fur Coats. I can't think of anything better to talk about on a Memorial Monday than ways that we can memorialize the pets that have made such a difference in our lives, added such fullness, and really just give us a reason to get up in the morning and to go to work every day. And they just make everything worthwhile. As I sit here today talking to you, I have my little dog, Layden, is over in her bed, curled up. She's not adding much to the show, but she's certainly giving me peace of mind. So, Ramey, thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it. What would you like to leave our listeners with as we get ready to close the show today?
Well, I guess I'd like to just let them know where we'll be in the upcoming, the next 6 months to a year, some of the conferences we'll be attending. We will, in October, we'll be at the International Association of Animal Hospice and Palliative Care Conference. We're actually sponsoring it. It's in San Diego, California, October 1st through 4th. We will be in Orlando area in March of 2016 at the Global Pet Product Expo. And then in April, we hope to be at the ICCFA and Pet Loss Professional Conference next April. Other than that, you know, we're always open to new thoughts and ideas. We are pet parents, pet advocates. Our product, we have the other moniker, which is Keep Giving Product rather than a keepsake. So we really take that to heart. In fact, we also make a donation to a local animal advocacy organization here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where we're based out of, as a way of saying thank you and helping to keep giving to others and to animals that need our help and our support. So any product, custom product that's ordered through our site, we also, too, make a donation to the Humane Society in Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you very much, Ramey. We've just loved having you on the show today, and I look forward to seeing you in October, March, and in April of next year. So thank you again.
All right, Peggy, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, take care. Well, thanks to all of our listeners today for joining us as well. You can find us on Facebook at All My Children Wear Fur Coats. We welcome your comments and your participation. You can also find us on Twitter at Kids in Fur Coats if you want to send us a tweet. I would invite you also to visit a website called mybelovedpet.org, and that's a website where you can order pet memorial products, including pet perennials. The My Pet Perennial Kit can be ordered on that site. We would love to hear from you at the show, and we love to remember your pets each and every first Monday of the month when we do Memorial Monday. We're here with you every Monday at 3 p.m. talking about issues related to pets, bringing you some of the most interesting and provocative thinkers in the pet planning community, and we will look forward to seeing you next week. I wish I could tell you who was going to be with us next week. Oh, yes, I do know. It's Diane Delano. Diane Delano from the Wild Horse Rescue is going to join us next week, and we're going to talk about wild horses and planning for your beloved horses. So we will look forward to seeing you then. Until then, happy tails.
Thank you for joining us on All My Children Wear Fur Coats. Here on naturechannel.fm, All My Children Wear Fur Coats explores options and alternatives for creating a lasting legacy for your pet. Visit legacyforyourpet.com to join our email list for updates on shows, links to archives, information on complimentary pet planning workshops, and more. Be sure to tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Happy tails! See you next week.
NatureChannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. NatureChannel.fm. It's where we grow.